our standpoint is the health and safety of the American people.
President Trump, in a rare official appearance before reporters yesterday, reassuring the country that his plan fully embraces the challenges of the spreading coronavirus. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The CDC says a person in California has been infected, someone who does not appear to have traveled abroad or been exposed to another patient. If confirmed, it would be the first American case of what's known as community spread. The CDC announced the worrisome development minutes after President Trump took to the White House briefing room podium to minimize fears that the virus will keep spreading.
I don't think it's inevitable. I think that there's a chance that it could get worse. There's a chance it could get fairly substantially worse, but nothing's inevitable.
He says there's no reason to panic and that the government's very, very ready for a potential outbreak, standing alongside health officials who urged Americans to be prepared. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The coronavirus has infected at least 82,000 people in more than 40 countries since it emerged in China in late December. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe called for schools to close for several weeks. Residents of South Sudan's oil-rich Ruweng County have petitioned the country's Supreme Court, demanding millions of dollars in compensation for oil spills that have polluted the environment. Lawyers representing the Ruweng community filed the petition at the Supreme Court 3 weeks ago, following what they call repeated human rights violations by oil companies that failed to maintain their pipelines, which have burst numerous times, spilling crude oil into surrounding land and water. Residents say the oil leaks have caused deformities in newborns, children being born prematurely, and deaths. This is VOA News. The United States and the Taliban will sign an agreement on February 29th at the end of a planned week-long reduction in violence in